Hello everyone, this is Prashant Iyer here and very happy to have you back on this amazing series called Champion Mindset. Today we are going to talk about abundance mindset, which forms the core element of for every champion. Champions do not form on scarcity, they think about abundance. And to build an abundance mindset, we have got very six easy ways which you can definitely adopt, and if you imply it in your life, your journey towards being a champion becomes very easy. So let's explore what do we need to do. Thinking abundantly is a first step towards adding value to others. And when you add value to others, your significance grows. It's an upward cycle. So what do you need to do? Six simple steps. Step number one, strive for personal success. Discover your gifts. What do you have to offer the world? What's uniquely yours to give away? And here I'm not talking about money, it's more about what on your personal front you can strive and help others to win in their battles. Step 2. Share your accomplishments. If you achieve a victory at work, will you claim the glory or recognize others who have really contributed towards that goal? If you discover a more efficient procedure, a better way of doing business or a new strategy, will you keep it under wraps or shout it out to others on your team? Step 3. Offer encouragement. A kind word is a gift. Sometimes we feel like we have nothing to give, but we can always conjure up a statement of support. Who knows, your words might inspire someone to take the next step in his or her journey. Step 4. Stay connected. There is nothing wrong with working your way to the corner office. In fact, I encourage your aspirations. But as you sit at the top, don't lose sight of the pressures and challenges that people on different levels of the economic ladder face. What you can give to them matters the most in your capacity. Step 5. Think like a servant. We are wired from the time we are kids to protect our own self-interest, to be the best athlete, to be the top scholar, to be the class president, to be the CEO or whatever we are chasing. Rarely do we think about being the team player, or the teacher, or the coach who sacrifices his or her want, her needs, her fame, his or her fortune, so that someone else might excel. Step 6. Consider the ocean. So when you stand on the beach and watch the waves hit the shore, do you think that there is any end to the water? There is, of course, but we can't comprehend it. So we think seawater is endlessly abundant. You would never deny a bucketful of water to a child who is building a sandcastle, because you can refill that bucket again and again. That's how the abundance mindset works. You give away praise, recognition, ideas, knowledge, and money because you know there is plenty to go around. What you give away will come back to you 1,000 times over and over again and again. And I personally guarantee you that if you're able to do this, the abundance mindset will propel the real champion inside you. This is Prashant Iyer signing off. Thank you for your time to listening. Stay tuned and keep in touch for this wonderful series called Champion Mindset.